Hello, hello, karibuni to this week's episode of the Love and Orgasm Show. Like, as is usual, I am always very excited to be on here and just tell you guys about what I have been up to, what has been happening in my life, and maybe talk about something I've been thinking about this week. So, guys, 2020 imekuwa a bit crazy. My year started off really, really well. I was very, very optimistic about everything. It was just smooth sailing. By the way, after through the COVID period, when everything was burning all around, nilikuwa nimehold together because I've been consistently working on my emotional and mental health. So I have been at a good place for the better part of the year. But when October hit, I don't even know what to say. It's like all my problems just had a meeting and decided to just sidri form an allegiance ama what, because it has really been heavy on me. But I'm gonna keep you guys up to speed with that. Before I go on a bit about what I have been up to and what I have been doing, I want to tell you guys that today I am bringing you on another trip whereby on this episode I'm gonna be with my brother. Yes, my brother again. I know you guys have heard from my little brother Chris, but this is now my older brother. And it was Sobukwe. And I just wanna have a little chat with him just to show you guys what my family kinda like is. If you're keen, you've heard Chris in my little brother Chris in my other episodes. And he's a very free-spirited guy. He is very open-minded. He's growing. He's young. He's, I think, 20, but he's able to engage in very meaningful conversations, and I always love to have him on. I'm going to record another episode with him, definitely. That is in the works. But today, I'm with my elder brother, and the trip I'm talking about is just to show you guys what kind of family I come from, you know, where us guys, why I am the way I am, why I'm able to have the confidence to speak about things that most people don't, even if they could be maybe as good as I am or better than I am, but they just don't have the confidence. Maybe give you guys a little boost of self-esteem and confidence, and just, you know, push you guys towards the right direction, especially mentally. You know, just try to encourage you guys to just go for what you want to be able to do. And so, yeah, so I'm going to ask Sobukwe a few questions. Okay, mtani tamutanga Sobu, but I'm going to ask him a few questions, just sex-related questions. I want you guys to get to know him a bit, for him to loosen up a bit. I don't think Chris would ever answer such questions on the Love and Orgasm Show, but you know, Sobuko is a bit older, so he's able to be a bit more vocal and just to speak his mind. And I hope you guys enjoy the conversation I'm going to have with him. You guys might recognize him from, if you watch Maria. I promise I would have tried to sing it out in a better voice, but Niko Aire. So you just have to settle for that. So yeah, he anaitwa ni Brighton boy on the show. And these last couple of weeks have been very good to him, and I was like, hey, wacha ni muite kwa show before akwe famous ame kiburi alafu nikimpigia simu aniambie oh speak to my manager sijui nini. So yeah, I hope you guys are going to enjoy this conversation we're gonna have. And yes, so but then again, before we get to have Sobukwe on, let me give you guys an update on how I've been and how my last couple of weeks have been. if you've listened to the last two episodes, I think I told you guys about that I've been grieving. I recently lost an uncle, and it's been very, very hard on me and my family. It's my dad's brother. It's been very, very, it's been a very difficult time considering it was such a sudden death. Yani, I have so many things to say, but I promise not to, like, I promise to just do an episode where I talk about dealing with grief in its totality instead of just, you know, including it in this other episodes where I want to talk about other fun things. So yeah, I have been dealing with that, and ever since he died, I think life has just been a bit slow for me. It's like I kind of lost the will to do much. So me and my brother Chris have been telling each other, you know, it's okay, like, it's okay for us to just be kind to ourselves, to be kind to our minds and our bodies, and allow ourselves to grieve and to just feel the emotions and to just go through it. But you know, the problem with life is that it doesn't really give a fuck if everything, like, if your world is crumbling, everything else goes on, everything else is moving on. I still have bills to pay at the end of the month, I still have things to do, I still have money to make, I still have things to pay for, I still have to eat, I still have to survive. I mean, it's so, being in that state whereby it's like you're numb and you don't want to even do anything. Actually, I was really scared. I thought I might be falling into depression, like falling back into depression. I talked about dealing with depression in an earlier episode where I talk about, you know, anxiety, my anxiety and stuff. But I've been healing and I've been doing very, very well. So these last 2 months I have been in the pits, yani. And so I talk to my little brother a lot, Chris. And, you know, when we're just sharing, we're like, Ama, what do you think? Do you think what we're feeling is normal? Do you think we need help? Do you think we need to get into therapy? Do you think we're getting sick? What is it? And it's just been a bit heavy, but I have decided to take a step back. And maybe that's why I just haven't been all over the place. I haven't been doing much. I've just taken a step back to just care for myself and try to take myself back to the mental state and emotional state I was at, or rather better than how I have been. And that's why I haven't been on the show. On, you guys know, I co-host with Sonny Kanake on the Garden of Eden on TV 47 every Wednesdays, channel 268 on DSTV. Please check it out. It's a cool show where we talk about intimacy, sex and relationships. And I haven't been on for about 3 to 4 weeks because, you know, the funeral, and then right after that I came back to Nairobi and I felt sick. Yani, it was crazy. My brother fell sick first and then I fell sick, and it was crazy sick. I couldn't get out of bed. I had to go to the hospital, and it was just crazy for me. I lost a lot of weight. Let me talk about this, Kwanzaa. So you see, I have been going through all these things, and I've not been okay mentally, I've not been okay emotionally. I'm starting to suffer financially because, you know, when you're not okay, you're not being as productive as you'd wish. So honestly, I have been doing bad in all the corners of my life. Any pesa zinaisha na siko in a mental state whereby I'm able to work on anything, where I'm able to be productive. So it's been very, very difficult. I've been skipping meals, and then I got really, really sick. Really, really sick. I'm talking sick. I lost 6 kgs in less than 2 weeks. So I'm not one to be very, I used to be very conscious of my body, you know, to care about, like, I grew up caring about what people had to say about, you know, how I looked. Oh, menona sana, oh, mekonda. And that shit affects you a lot psychologically, whether you care or not. It gets to you at some point. So I have been actively trying to love myself and be there for myself and just treat myself. And I feel like I have let myself down so much that, you know, I have gone to the pits mentally, emotionally, and it's affecting my body physically. I've lost a lot of weight. I definitely look different, to the point that anytime I meet someone, the first thing they say to me is, "Eh, umekonda? Eh, nono nenda gym? Eh, umeluzu weight? Eh, sijui nini nini nini." I don't know if people think they're complimenting me, ama if they think talking about the way my body looks is a nice thing to do. I don't know how they would feel if they had the same. I don't get it. I don't get how unanisalimia and the first thing you have to say to me is a comment about how my body looks, and it, you have no idea what I'm going through. You have no idea if I was trying to lose weight. You're not saying it and you're not asking me a question. You know, if it's a question, it's different. Like, you know, maybe I'd be able to answer you instead of you assuming that, you know, someone could be sick and you're making comments about how their body looks. Read the room. I have so many things to say, but that shit is very, very offensive to me. I personally, I don't like it. I don't appreciate it when you see me and the first thing you say is, "Oh, umekuwa mdogo. Oh, umenona sana. Oh, unakula sana. Sijui nini nini." Just mind your fucking business. It legit has nothing to do with you, and you have no idea what's happening in my life. And I say this in the nicest way possible. Anyway, so I have been trying to make myself, you know, as I've been recuperating from my sickness, I've been trying to make myself feel better, make myself feel sexy, make myself feel good. Hey guys, it's not easy. I had forgotten how hard it is. You know, when your confidence is at 100 and then something happens and now you're like, you know, I look different. Everyone is noticing. People keep commenting. In as much as atauseme haujali, at the end of the day, you're going to be alone and think about, why is everyone commenting on how I look? What is, okay, yeah, I don't care, but you know, why? I don't know if I make sense, but I'm sure you guys get what I mean. So yeah, that has been happening. And someone that's been helping me, rather, something that's been helping me feel like I love myself, even with the changes that are happening in my body, is Vibe Store Kenya on Instagram. You guys should check them out. You have amazing lingerie, amazing sex toys, amazing stuff, amazing that honestly the lingerie has been looking really good on me, and that gives me a confidence boost. You know, it makes me feel, oh wow, I look good, I feel good. So it's been making me feel very good and very confident, and that's been very helpful. Thankfully, I am recuperating well. My appetite is back. I'm able to eat. I have just resumed work. I am able to go back to work. I'm feeling a bit better. My spirits is, you know, it's been a lot for me to take in, but I'm just trying to hang in there for the sake of my financial stability, because I know if I don't work, I don't eat. And that's crazy. So yeah, you guys should totally check out Vibe Store. I leave all this information in the description box. You should check it out. And guys, this has partly changed to me just being very, very demotivated about even my website. I really, really want to put out blogs. Trust me, I have drafts, I have them written. It's just the willpower to edit. I just feel like I'm struggling so much. Like, I'm trying to figure out what makes me happy, or what, I don't know, I've just been in a crazy funk. And I'm very, very grateful for your patience and you guys being able to reach out and tell me, you know, where can I check out your work. You guys just being very encouraging towards me, it's been very, very good to me, and I love you so much. I did not intend for this episode to be a sad one, because Sobu comes on and he makes me laugh very much, but I just want to show you guys that these things happen. They happen to me as well. I go through funks. I'm happy most of the time, and I honestly have been at a very, very good place most part of the year, but it's hit me hard. These last 2 months have just hit me hard. It's been it's been crazy. It's just, you know, when the deals are not going through and yani niko demotivated na feel ni kama I just want to get high and sleep all day. But if I sleep all day, where am I going to get my next meal, you know? How am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to... So it's crazy. It's just a lot for me to take in, but I'm trying slowly. And on top of that, my dad has been very sick. Please say a silent prayer for him if you can. It's been crazy. I don't want to talk about it, but it's just crazy. When I tell you guys I have been going through it, it's like anyway, my problems just formed an allegiance. But anyway, Sabu comes on next and we're going to talk a little bit about foreplay, about monogamy versus polygamy, and we're gonna talk about lingerie. You know, I'm just gonna ask him a few questions about what he thinks, and maybe we can get to know this other side of him, which is, I'll let you guys know for yourselves, see for yourself, rather hear for yourselves. Also, I just want to be grateful to my producer at TV47, Nancy, and my co-host Sonny Kanake. These guys have held it down. They have been amazing friends. They have created such an amazing space for me to be able to just be myself and to be comfortable and to just believe in myself even more. So shout out to you guys. I hope that in listening to this episode, you come out with a bit more confidence than I have today, that you try to consciously work on who you are as a person and you try to love yourself a bit more. And I hope that I can spread the energy of body positivity towards you, towards just making you love yourself and know that it's okay for your body to change. It's okay for you to feel all the feelings you're feeling. It's okay for you to be in a funk mentally. These things are so normal. Like, it's not always gonna be uphill. Sometimes you're gonna hit a bump. Sometimes you're gonna go in reverse. So it's just like ujipende, and that's what I want for you. And I'm very grateful for everyone that's around me, everyone that's been knowing what's been going on in my life, that's been very supportive and just been there for me. I'm very grateful. And you guys, I hope I'm able to just come back completely and fully feeling okay. I'm very expectant of abundance and just happiness, and I love you guys. So I don't want to say much more. I think I have put you guys to speed with what has been happening. You know, that's what I have been through. That's what I have been feeling. That's where I'm at right now. But hopefully these next few weeks get better for me. I'm trying to stay optimistic. And yeah, so I want to have Sobu on, who is a very talented director, very talented photographer, and an amazing actor. My friend and my big brother, who I love very much, to come on and just, you know, encourage us to be able... I feel like in this episode, he really encouraged us to be able to communicate our sexual desires, especially, and to just enjoy sex and to just love ourselves throughout the sex, of course, with a dash of humor. So yeah, thank you so much for listening so far, and let's head right on to Sobu. Today, I don't have a particular topic I want to talk about. Like, I don't have just one theme I want to go by. So what I'll do is I will ask you a few questions just to get to know the other side of Sobukwe Nonkwe, basically. And I just want to hear your views on what you think about these few things. Sawa.
Okay.
Hello, but before that, how about you tell people tell my friends, my listeners of the Love and Orgasms show, who you are and what you do. Just plug yourself. Tukujue. Tunakuchekingi tu kwa TV, but...
Chocha. Yeah. What's good people? Mi naitwa Sobukwe Nonkwe. Actor, director, filmmaker, photographer, love of life, love of people. Yeah. So I'm happy to be here. I started from being a fan. And now look at it. My dreams are valid, yani. Penny means I make it to yani ka mimi, yani. So I'm with Papa Ivina, with the lovely Roberta Bobby, my beautiful sister, friend, and now podcast co-host.
Welcome to the Love and Orgasm Show. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited to have you on. And especially now that I feel like you're at the prime of your career. Tell us. You've been acting on Maria, the show that's on, is it Citizen? Every day. Tell us, how's that experience been like for you?
Wow, being on Maria, I can say ime experience poa sana. Yani, nime act kwa shows kadhaa, but set ya Maria ilikuwa set moja. Sasa ilikuwa set poa, full of love. The crew, the cast ilikuwa poa sana, ni ilikuwa an experience poa. Alafu pia mimi imenipatia, how can I say, wase wamepata kuniona more. You know, Maria is like the biggest show in Kenya currently.
Yeah,
because it's like watched from north coast to south coast, from east coast to west coast of Kenya.
And congratulations on that, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so me imenipatia call up, let me pull up.
Yeah.
Decided to try it out. Then do
you
know, boy.
You know, you guys, it's crazy. It's crazy how even walking with him outside, everyone recognizes him. Like everyone, it's like everyone wants to say hi. Na feel nika sijui ushaikuwa na a popular friend, and then your popular friend gets all the attention and you're just walking there as a shadow. That's how I feel when I walk with you, Sobu.
Ah, you're no wrong.
It's true.
Most
though.
Of the time they say hi because we're on a wewe. Nikiwa peke yangu mimi wanisalimia yangi. You know.
But everyone is like, boy, wa Maria. Okay, let me just ask. Mm-hmm. Would you say that this show has given you like maybe a lot more popularity than you had before? Would you say that?
Most deaf.
Yeah.
Most deaf because... Hey man, nearly put 1,000 followers in 1 week. That's huge. Yeah?
Yeah.
I went from getting 300 likes to 1,000 likes.
Yeah.
Above, you know. So, nimeenda Kisumu na julikana, nimeenda sijui wapi na julikana. So, I'm even hiding my face nowadays. And I used to be behind the cameras, you know.
Yeah, umezoea kukua the man behind the camera.
Yeah. I'm not new to this lifestyle. It's just that I never want to be the guy
in front.
Yani.
Yeah.
I'd rather be the sidekick. You know?
Yeah.
So it kai yani. But imekwa, but this is good because now it open up more opportunities yani for me.
It's true.
Yeah.
So how are you handling it? Do you think is it crazy for you yet? Madem kwa DMs, ma sijui how your attention your tena kupelekaje?
Madem,
are you getting used to it?
Madam, na alikuwa kwa hiyo mata before you Maria.
Sorry.
Madam, alikuwa kwa hiyo mami, na vipi sina latest picture on Instagram?
Okay.
Inatesa.
Okay.
Ninyi mnafagunda mcheki.
What's your Instagram?
At Sobukwe Nonkwe.
Yeah. I'm gonna put it in the description.
Yeah, okay, awesome. And yeah. For those asking, yes, I'm Kenyan. I'm single. Kumazia was skiing.
Next, I edit your part out.
Is hide my identity.
Okay, so yeah, like I was asking, how are you handling it? How does it feel? All the attention.
Sometimes it's annoying for me because personally, me too. like I said, nimezoea kukua kwa hii limelight sana.
Yeah.
But being in the shadows, hiyo ni bamba cause nazingia place yani nani? Mimi ndo nisomerada, no.
Yeah.
Basa hii nimetokea tu hivi kwa scene, yani kila mtu anakujua. Sasa wewe ndio ujui kitu yoyote. Na wote wanakujua.
Yeah, everyone is staring. And so, then I don't know if it's a Kenyan culture thing, like guys don't say hi. They'd rather just stare at you.
And
so unashanga, what the fuck, you know? And if you have anxiety, I think that's crazy. Because unaingia mahali wase wanakuangalia na ujui wanakujulia wapi. Ama ujui, maybe...
Unashanga kwanza mimi kama matema ya ni fly kwa open.
Manze, uko na mboga kwa meno.
Kuna mboga kwa meno. Kuna maragwe.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sure guys don't know, but did we say you're my brother?
Yes, in the same way, my lovely sister. Oh.
Yeah, so you guys, so Bukwe is my brother, and I have a few sexual questions for him. And
wow,
msishtuke, sisi wote kwa hii family, si wote ni mawaya.
Wow.
Let me ask you. Before we proceed, like
discussing sexual matters, but hey,
how do you feel?
Mm-hmm.
Because guys ask me this question a lot, like, how does your family feel about the kind of work you do and, you know, the stuff you talk about? Because sex is not something that people talk about that openly, especially in the African setting. So guys ask me, oh, your mom, I'm not your dad. So let me ask you as my brother, how do you feel when you see your little sister out there doing all these things sex related, like talking about sex very casually, very openly, trying to spread awareness? What is it for you?
First of all, I'm very proud because my little sister is an adult.
Yeah.
And above of age, I'm of above. Well, yo, I'm akuna ID. Yeah. So yeah, she's an adult.
Yeah.
She's of age. Alafu too, she's doing what she likes. People like sex out here. People just afraid to admit it.
Yeah.
She's open about it. You know. Me, I haven't a problem with that. Really, it's more. I think people have their fears.
Yeah.
And people like subjecting their fears to other people.
Yeah.
Mtu anataka jua na ogopa kuongea kusui.
And expect pia mimi niogope. Yeah.
So mimi naelewa hiyo cause pia mimi I'm very liberal, even, you know, me I'm an open book, me talk anything.
Yeah, and that's why like we're able to talk about anything.
But tunaongea kuhusu matters sex.
Yeah.
So hiyo sasa venye uko liberal, alafu you're actually good at what you do, you know.
Yeah.
So you're good at it. You like what you're doing. So for me, why should I stop you, Annie?
Yeah.
And you are happy, and that, you know, this makes you happy. So.
And we're making money.
Annie, you're living. First, funny thing is, most of the people talking don't even know what to do with their lives.
It's true.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Other people are still trying to find themselves. Maybe they're also sex bloggers and they don't know.
Yeah.
They're just trying to find themselves. On, ay, apana, hii, mama yangu atanichapa. You know, but. There's nothing better kwa dunia kama kufuatu kita kubamba, yani.
Yeah. Cause
happiness is your ultimate goal, yani, no?
Yeah.
If you're happy, nothing beats that, yani. Nothing else matters.
Mm. It's true. So, and I'm also really, really, really proud of everything you do. Mm-hmm. I'm one of your biggest fans,
mm-hmm.
if not your biggest fan.
One of my biggest fans. Oja fund project yangu na pesa la vandogasms. So I want to cut my share of the cake. Kwa hiyo episode yetu hii.
Noted.
Okay.
Noted. Weni mtu wangu, siwezi kutoka. So have you dealt with any internet trolls so far? Like guys who are talking shit or guys who have been offensive so far?
Okay, first of all, my character in Maria
mm-hmm.
is not a likable character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you might like me for my acting and my anything, but according to the plot of the script, mi ni villain, unaona? So watu wengi wenye wana follow Maria na wanapenda the main act, the Cinderella of the show, wananichukia. So some people go overboard, tukai yetu kwa comments. But mimi hizo vitu hazinisumbui juu.
They're
not bad at Swabu, they're mad at Boy. They're not Boy, you know. Plus, and if they're mad at Boy, that's very good because Boy was supposed to be hated.
So you know, you've done your job perfectly.
If you, actually, I would be worried if people, everybody loved me. I'd be like, yo, but you guys are supposed to hate me. I'm a bad guy.
Okay, so are you ready for the steamy question? Okay, they're not that steamy. I'll keep it. I won't keep it.
You yourself scared.
They're not steamy. I'll keep it sibling friendly.
Okay, sir, please do.
Okay, let me ask you. Does it matter if, like, your woman dresses up in bed, like to bed, like in lingerie and in sexy? You know? Do you think? Do you notice? And is it something like you like, or does it do something? Does it turn you on? Ama it doesn't matter. Bora tu mkunike at the end of the day.
Okay, fine. Honestly, in the summer, it obviously I'll notice. And lingerie looks very good on ladies.
Yeah.
Worn properly.
Yeah.
Ama the ones that fit. Just wear one that fits. Don't try to wear something you saw in the movies. And you know, so but they look so sexy, so obviously in some compliment and stuff like that, but in the end, mean kuzitoa. In the end, my end goal is kuzitoa zote. Okay, so some give you access,
easy access,
some are easy
but
access,
show panties to the side,
some give you easy access, but still,
so.
It's sexy, very sexy, but you look very good now. You remove them.
Yeah.
Still, it's true. Like I said, I like being free, you know. We like being free. Kuna hiyo, kuna waka free. Atuku kaziwa, mi, siku kaziwa maisha, you know. Nothing was taboo in the house. Fine, we couldn't talk. We didn't talk matter sex, I remember. I can say that for a fact. But to come having girlfriends and to come as well, was never an issue from childhood, actually. Even the schools we went to, us, we used to be married off in primary, no, in like class one, class two.
What do you mean?
Married off in quotes, in school.
Like we, how?
To me, find your mock weddings.
Oh!
Yeah. You and some girl in school.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Wallahi.
Like, just some funny things.
Yeah.
Kituka ule ungeza penjo yuwa tule ni girlfriend yako.
Yeah.
So, and that's like early in class one, class two.
Yeah.
Then even mzae, my dad, he would like ask you who is your girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know. I remember one time my bro got so many letters from girls, and Zikos napatiwa alikuwa one school na Kajos, my little sis. So tulikuwa hapo, so Kajos ndiko napata hizo barua pelekated. Mimi Kajos was so little. So Kajos for you.
I'm asking because I'm trying to create a culture where you know, lingerie gives you a lot of confidence as a woman. You know, when you're feeling sexy and you're feeling yourself, and it's always nice, like, when your man notices. So I wanted to know, like, to you specifically, because I don't know if you can speak for other men. But, yeah, I think that says what I think. And what do you think about foreplay? How important is foreplay to you?
Yeah, foreplay is like training. You can't, so it's like going for a match unprepared and going for a match fully prepared. That's the difference between foreplay and
no foreplay.
Without foreplay, there's no match. So the match is just plain boring. Kuna jarao, kuna shukuna muscle pull, you know. And foreplay, because foreplay, that's a fucking whole chapter. But yeah, I think it's important.
Yeah.
I think it should not be skipped.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, men
it should
are...
be foreplay, sex, foreplay.
Yeah.
In that order. Unaanza na hiyo na inaisha na hiyo.
And do you think men are scared to say like what they want in bed? Because I feel like over the last few years that I've been having sex, I have.
Yeah.
This is so weird.
Yeah, yeah. I know to you she is Roberta Bobby, the sex guru here, but she's still my little sister. So I need all those names.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay, I've not been having sex.
Okay.
I was joking.
That's better.
Uh-huh. It's my friend.
Okay, yeah.
I know. Let me ask.
Yeah. Ask for your friend.
Mm-hmm. You know, you kind of realize that there's things that men like that they don't talk about, like, mm-hmm. you know, getting their nipples touched and played with.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some butt play, like getting played with the ass. Do you think that's normal? Okay, no, I'm not finished saying. You know, just a lot of things, like even kissing in between the thighs or like on the neck and on the back, mm-hmm. and all that. Like, you know, most men, from what I see on Twitter and on social media, sijui kama ni toxic masculinity ama nini. Men are very like, what, mimi nishikwe haga zisi wezi ama like, oh no, I don't know, guys, there's just some negative connotation towards foreplay coming from men where I don't understand why it's even a debate. See, lazima to we prepare each other so that like we're ready to fuck at the end.
Okay, like I said, yani, people have insecurities.
Yeah.
So the thought of you trying to be put your hand anywhere near is us, yani, I'm scared.
Yeah.
Alafu pia ajui kama kona. Some
maragwe.
Yes. Yeah. Kuna maragwe mbaki hapo. Ngozi ya maragwe.
Yeah.
But still, yeah. So there's that. Alafu pia watu nikaushamba tu fulani, sorry to say.
Yeah.
Because people are so used to being basic, or people are used to the basic. It's like cooking. Kuna mtu food ni chumvi. Ukienda sana ni Royco.
Yeah.
After that, he used to get a shangambulu na
heka. Yeah, it's you know, too much.
Because he didn't grow up eating that. Chakula ni kuna ni chumvi na Royco. Kwanza kama ni chumvi, chakula special ni chakula Royco.
Na dania.
Dania.
On a special
dania
occasion.
Dania ni Christmas. Unaona? So that's, hiyo ndo ubaya. But sasa kuna watu wana appreciate.
Yeah.
Good cooking, kuna yeah. appreciate. So same way, even the sex play.
Yeah.
You know. So kuna watu, awajui, that's all they've been served.
Yeah.
All their lives.
Yeah.
You know, wamepokipewa. Yeah. Kujo kule, lala hapo, amilala, dishi, enda pale menda.
Yeah.
You know. And kuna watu wenye wako exposed to this other side.
Mm.
You see, even those people wenye wanasema hivyo, the day wako exposed to this other side,
they will
never
believe
go
it.
Back.
It's true.
They will never go back.
That's what I'm always saying. Yeah. And especially with sex, I feel like, one of my pet peeves when it comes to sex is someone who's not open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's so many sexual possibilities. Like, there's so many things you can do other than just the normal basic stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I normally feel like in a sexual partner, I look for someone who's very much in tune with me, someone who's willing to just go as far as I'm willing to go, like no restrictions, no limits. When it's I can't do this, then I'm not gonna be comfortable, because I need to be comfortable enough to just be myself without feeling like Nani isn't comfortable with this, and me, I like, you know. So it's very important for me to be able to just communicate what I want and what I like from the get-go.
Man, sex is art, yani.
Yeah.
Just be creative. You don't just be boring. Yani. You know, no.
Yeah.
So, and that's how people wanna chokana, right? unachoka na raka cause pia you having basic sex.
Yeah.
Then when one time you get better sex, you don't want to go back to your person.
It's true.
You know.
It's true.
So people should just be liberated. People should talk about sex more often.
Yeah.
People should have good sex more often. People should toy around, play around, mess, you know. It's a learning experience. Don't just be alive. Live.
That's true. So how do you feel about incorporating sex toys into your sexual encounter?
Okay, I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about people
generally. Other people.
But still, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you, whatever turns you on and whatever tickles your fancy, whatever rubs your, whatever, yani you,
you should just explore.
Weji bambe, yani.
Monday.
Ukiona, if this is, how can I put this? If butt plugs is your thing, man, you, you put all the butt plugs on whatever sizes you want in your butt, man, it's your butt.
Yeah.
You know, if you're all about...
And you should be able to just allow yourself to enjoy what you want.
What I've realized with sex is the more open you are, the more you enjoy sex.
It's true.
Like the more you let go.
Yeah.
Just be free.
Yeah.
But I guess about unajikazia akili. You know, you don't even enjoy, you don't even... Like, it's frustrating.
That's so true.
Enjoy sex or don't have it. Just choose a side.
Yeah, there's no need like to be on the fence.
Mbona,
like
unaitaka lakini unataka tu kidogo. Sasa ni nini? There's a thousand things you can do, but you're only doing two.
Hiyo ni kaka kuogopa. And there's no need.
I don't
for
think
that.
Such people are not entitled to have sex.
Yeah.
They should be banned from having sex. Mm. Yeah. There should be a law against such people.
Do you think our parents did a good job at, I don't know. Where do you think our liberation comes from? Where does your liberation come from?
I don't know.
Do you think you grew up in an environment whereby you're able to always speak your mind and just... Cause me, I'm very, I really enjoy having conversations with you, mm-hmm. and I'm able to open up to you very easily. And anytime I'm around you, I find myself being very able to just talk, because you also let me in, and that's why we have this great relationship going mm-hmm. on, you know. So I just want to know, like, where do you get all this liberation from? Where does it come from? Where you're able to speak even to me, because it's not so many big brothers who are able to have even such conversations with their
anybody
with their little siblings. You know, it's crazy. It's actually crazy for us. It's kind of normal because sisi tuko hivi, lakini. So where do you think this comes from?
Forget them in the bag. I know my dad was collecting.
Kuangalia
vitabu za Jones, you know.
Yeah.
Then anazichukua na zikip. Then one day, like on a Friday, akapata Ted barua zake zote. Then was like, hey, how about it? Me, I can only provide cows for one dad.
Achague mmoja.
Yeah, wengine utajipanga. You know, so it has been like that. So I think a huge shout out to Mzee Nonko Manyanki. The guy, he was a real one.
Yeah. Was?
Is.
Oh, the way he used
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, how you were brought
okay.
up.
Okay, yeah.
And after, the moms were quiet.
Yeah.
Wako na ongea na wako na pinga. So wako mnyamaza tu.
So which brings me to my next question. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about monogamy? Like, do you think it's actually possible for men to be faithful to one woman, or do you think that's just some social construct where tuna force vitu aziko? Cause I don't know. Cause what do you think?
I'll say this for those who believe in science. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man is an animal.
Mm-hmm.
man is not a plant, man is not an unliving thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man is an animal.
Mm-hmm.
All animals have traits or characteristics. All animals have traits and characteristics.
Okay, science teacher boy.
Look at all the male species of all the animals. Look at all the species, all the male species of all the animals.
Uh-huh.
It's only the bees and the praying mantis that practice monogamy. They even say doves practice monogamy. Fuck no. Those things bang left, right, and center. Yeah? It's only the bees and the praying mantis that practice monogamy. And that is because the bees, when they fuck, the dicks fall off and they die. So they can only fuck once. And the praying mantis, when it has sex with the female eats off the head of the male so as to feed the kids, the eggs that will be hatched. So it dies. It only has sex once. So if all animals in the animal kingdom are polygamous by nature, why do you expect man to be monogamous? It is natural. You will try. It will not work. You see, it will never. You cannot blame science.
Uh-huh.
It is science. And it has nothing to do with love. You really love your wife. You unampenda sana. Lakini jo akinyia kipita. Where? You know, it has nothing to do with love. Love ni ya roho. Hiyo ingine ni ya ukuchini. Ukuchini is love. You know. Yeah, love
so
you.
So do you think, do you think the society or maybe women have forced this notion into play? I don't know. Because for us, like for me as a woman, it's very, very easy for me to be monogamous. It's very easy for me, like, to just want one person. Like, if I want one person, I just want one person. It's not difficult. It's very possible. So, do you think situ na try kuwa forcisha vitu zetu? Like, vitu
zetu
tuna project ya vitu zetu na die.
You see, dogs, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Cows, and whatever.
Mm.
The male are polygamous, the female are monogamous.
Mm.
It's only, even hens,
mm.
only one cock will fuck all these chicks.
Mm-hmm.
You see, all these other hens.
Mm-hmm.
If another cock comes, you know, fukuzwa.
So are you so bullies?
So, male, no, it's true.
Uh-huh.
So uyu male, Anna, is fucking all these others, but all these females are only fucking one. You know, so that's why it's easier for you to be monogamous. You know.
So are you trying to tell me like you have the intelligence of a farm animal? Like by the time you are, okay, you know, men pretend,
mm-hmm.
like. They lie, they manipulate. I don't know if it's just to smash. Okay, of course, the end goal is to smash, but...
I mean...
So why go through all that, like, I love you, I want to date you, CG, I take you out on dates, I do what with you.
Easy.
I tell you I want to be with you, and then...
Easy.
And then after, like, 7 months... I just
Very
decide
easy.
I'm done. For what?
The end justifies the means.
Oh my god.
It's true. You want something, you go for it. You don't want to enjoy it. If you're not telling this chick you love her, is what will make her give you what you want. Man will tell you if he loves you.
But do you think that's right?
Women pia wanafanyanga hiyo. Dema kitaka kitu. Dema ajawai fuwa atakufulia. Dema jai pika yo siku ataingia YouTube mbaya sana atakupikia. You know,
yeah.
You do whatever you have to get what you want.
Yeah.
You will watch all the seasons of Kama Sutra and learn all the styles so that you say you give him how he wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So that he gives you what you want, you know. So, I think...
So do you think
females do the same things we do,
mm-hmm.
but how to
in different
our onangi wakifanya, or they don't realize people,
or
wakifanya.
We just don't talk about the other side of it
exactly.
More
you just don't ampendi kufanyiwa, you know.
So would you like
same way we want to cheat but don't want to be cheated on?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's just that, and nobody wants to be a victim.
Yeah, that's true. So would you advise me not to date then, to just nishi tu life, nishi waste time. Would you say that like getting into a relationship would be a waste of time?
Do not get into a relationship because people are getting into relationships.
Yeah.
Do not.
Yeah.
Because me, I'll tell you for a fact. It's okay. For me, see raisi. Si rahisi. Uko na udem saizi, udem ni mrembo sana uko na ye. Kidogo unakutu na yetu papu mazi sando mingine mrembo. Anakusmailia uko mother. Like, ningechelewa, ningetuliatu kidogo ningekuwa na, you know. It's so funny, it's so hard, yani.
Yeah.
So, relationships, for those who can do it, man, may I congratulate you, man, you're holding it down, man, you know. Bring back our troops. You need the real soldiers, yani. I salute you.
So but do you think...
Don't. We shouldn't be forced into...
doing stuff just because,
yet,
like...
you're rushing you against time. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're sure it's your happiness that matters, yani.
So do you think that since, like, the men out here, like what you said... do you think the men who are in monogamous marriages, do you think maybe they're in them for the wrong reasons or they're just pretending?
Because
how
ndio
wako
kuinje?
Wanatukatia huku Milan.
Hao ndo wanadinyana sana huku.
Hao ndo wanatukatia Milan. So I don't get it.
Married men are the worst. You marry, ndo wakwe na wife umekesa home, now you have a wife. Sasa unaweza anza kudinyana sasa. You know, that is usually the thing. Yeah, now I have a wife. Now society can get off my back.
Yeah.
Now let me do my shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's why hashtag boys club, you know, etc.
Yeah.
So, you and your culture. Shared the culture, it's but it's just nature, yani. You can't fight nature. Don't try. You don't even try.
Sasa tufanye nini basi? Tudinyane tu na tunyamaze sisi wote. Like, tuishi tu life hivyo. What do you think? Because Mimi, ideally, like what I'd want is to have sex with just one person.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, like, not in a sense of like marriage or whatever, like just, I don't mean at one person forever. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, at a size, I'm confused. Because now I'm thinking about it, like, do I really want to fuck the same person
forever.
Every day forever?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I limit myself? Why do I want to do that to myself?
Ye ni ngumu sana.
No.
Ye ni ngumu sana.
Or okay, what if, is it the better option? Like, is that what we were destined to do? Like, to just fuck the same person forever?
I don't know, man.
Ama marriage tu ni ya ku control. Ama ni nini?
Me, I don't know. Yani. Me, easy way to personally, with the so many things I would rather not even deal with.
Yeah.
It's just that we're doing them because society and culture, things, it's a cycle. So, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
But hey, if it were for me, Annie, yeah.
If it were for you,
marriage is beautiful. I admire the, you know?
Yeah, those who can do it.
No, I admire a family setup.
Yeah.
It's a very beautiful setup.
Mm.
I would want that for myself.
Mm.
You know, I want that for myself. Sorry, I would want that.
Mm.
I want that for myself. But what I'll say, it's not an easy setup.
Mm.
No. There's something called LAT.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard about it?
Mm-mm.
LAT.
Mm-mm.
Living apart together. Now, that's something you should try.
What's that?
It's you're married, but you live separately.
Oh yeah, that's something I totally do.
Yeah, so
like I can
wife,
have my own house.
You have your own house.
Oh, perfect.
And the husband has his own house. You guys are married legally.
Yeah.
You guys have a family, you have kids. The kids can sleep in your house,
house,
you know?
Like I was telling Chris,
but you
exactly
can
exactly what
also
I...
have your own shit doing. Once you marry, don't marry another person.
Yeah.
Now that's cheating.
Yeah.
But fucking shit.
So yeah. It's like an open marriage.
It's an open marriage, yeah. Now that's something I can do totally because I want kids. I want a family. Means that I want kids.
Hmm.
Wife, I would say I want a wife, but the wife changes. But kids don't change. Your wife can be another person's wife. But your kids can't be another person's kid. wife can leave you and go to another person and becomes the other person's wife.
Yeah.
But kids, what to talk about?
What you
work on, you work on. You know.
Yeah.
So with that, and say, lazima yani. So we should not be forced. The times have changed. We shouldn't be forced to really look for family setup.
Mm.
I see my friends who are married and I don't envy them.
Wako.
So I see the things they do kuinje. I see. They're like wako to now wako like man. Fuck man, we so boom as you see.
Yeah.
And they're married, so I'm supposed to emulate them, and they're telling me not to marry. So now what more do you want? Ushapa to a warning namtu mwenyame.
I may go through it,
yani. You want to wait till you go through it, PIA? Fuck no. I'd rather not. I'd rather skip that class.
Yeah. I get you. So, you want to ask me anything?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me something that I can't answer.
No, me, I'm a big brother. I have to be sensitive in order to ask you, what's your take on bloody sex, or you know, yeah, bloody fucking. what's your take on bloody fucking?
Yeah, on period, yeah, sex.
Yep.
Well.
Mhm. Any, not yours. I would like you to give me the ladies' version.
Oh, okay. No,
I'm not interested in yours. You're my sister.
Okay.
But ladies' version.
It's mine, but
nope.
Ladies' version. Yeah. Okay, so no, but this part I have to say, I've done it before.
Oh shit! I didn't. Okay, I will not.
Okay, but ladies, I don't know. I think that's something really like, it's a different type level of intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's unajua umeji, like we come so raw and so bare, and mpaka umeshamse akone and such, you know. So I think that's at such a different level intimacy. So
mm-hmm.
I think when I did it, I enjoyed it, and it actually eased my cramps.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even bad. Like you don't even notice actually that's blood. It just feels like lubrication.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's for, I think, the guy to be comfortable with it. Because, you know, not many guys are comfortable. Of which, I don't know, some guys like act by blood. And then there's other guys who are just childish. And then there's other guys who don't mind playing in the rain.
The wetter, the better.
The wetter, the better.
Mm-hmm. That should be your car. Yeah, it's called that car slogan. Love and orgasms. The water, the best.
I'll start like a lube line and with that tagline.
Tagline, yeah.
Ni kutumie royalties.
Ah, of course. You all had it here first.
Yeah. So, I don't have a problem with it, but like if I were to do it, it would have to be with someone. I wouldn't just fuck anyone like that.
Definitely.
It would have to be someone I really, like, really trust, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing I always wanted to know is,
mm-hmm,
how does a lady? Okay, I'm not asking about you now, but I know because I don't know about you.
Okay.
This way. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But a lady, because I am sure you have friends, mm-hmm, and you might have one who goes or does the same.
Mm-hmm.
These ladies who fuck niggas in a crew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 4 niggas, 5 niggas, or all the niggas in one crew. What goes through your mind?
Let me just tell you. Let me tell you what happens.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes,
mm-hmm,
you meet a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
Then you meet another guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you fuck him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know the Joanna.
Okay.
Don't get
to the third guy.
By
the time you get to the third guy,
my nigga no konga na makru different.
No, by the time you get to the third guy, this is never your nigga. You guys were just having one night stands. You guys never talked.
No, there's like one guy you could have fucked like even 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mkachana hata ikaisha. Unaget?
Mm-hmm.
Alafu mwingine ukamfuck after that. Alafu mwingine maybe akakuwa boyfriend yako sasa for real.
Mm-hmm.
Alafu mwingine maybe mlimit kwa bash. Mkafuck. Unaget? And then one time...
boyfriend yako na ukuwa juu mabishi zake.
Si hata wale mabishi.
Sengine iku angi. Unami... crew, wata mina, wata mina
yeah, crews. But... I'm just trying to say this shit happens, Subu.
Okay.
It happens. So one time, mm-hmm. you get somewhere and then unapata, fuck, this, like, 4 guys know it, like, they're in the same
game.
You know, and they all know each other. Kwanza you fika even with guy number 4. You come with guy number 4.
Well,
so you fika, you find the 3 others and you're like, what the actual fuck? And you can't say how you know them. And you can't say how you know them. So, I feel like it happens. Okay, of course, there's vindictive women who are like... I think, madam tu ajinga. Sijua udhani ati ukifaku yu, utaumiza yu. Madboya wajalingi. Like, wendo fala. Sengine, they even pass you around intentionally, you know, so... So, niwe ukwe... Iyo ni ujinga. But there's women who do that, like, intentionally. Like. And there's women who just want the whole crew. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're king, whatever.
Yeah, like you could want to fuck everyone in the crew. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, but hey, it takes balls. Okay, do girls also do this to guys? Like, at my dame, you know, a whole, my dame motor in crew, moja udishib or midishib with flan.
Yeah, yeah, it happens.
Like the panga,
yeah,
or what?
Not like even the panga. Imagine
do girls
kupanga.
Pass guys through? Like,
okay, me, I've done that like with my exes.
Where?
Okay, not exes, just guys like us.
You pass them. Where?
So I'd say women do that. No, it's like you know.
I hope my girlfriend is listening. Please pass me over to your friends, please.
No, it's like maybe I have a man and then I fucked him before, Sindio,
mm-hmm.
and then tuachane,
mm-hmm.
and then my friend starts liking him, you know. Na mi nisha move on, mi simdai, Sindio. So I'll be like, oh yeah, niko na namba ya Sobu, wacha niku
jenge.
Eh, wacha niku jenge.
Mm-hmm.
Go get that dick. Sorry.
Well, you see, really, that person is using my name.
Example. Yeah. So, yeah, that shit happens. But I don't know. I think there's women who are bold enough to just go ahead and do these things. And then these women. Sometimes vitu tu kurukia unajipata. Manze umeginya watu 5. Kwa the same crew. Maybe happen to.
Ni madem. But ria madem. Madem kupangia nigga.
Kupangia nigga intentionally.
Yep.
Your son is Jayfana. I don't think.
No, do you have friends or do you think girls do it?
I think there's a possibility, definitely. I think there's women who do that.
Yeah, because me,
yeah,
me have met crazy women out here, man. Hey, one of them were dinya dem kumbe dema kudinya. Dema kumbe kupangia from day one.
Yeah.
One of them.
Let me tell you actually something that men don't know. You know, when you notice us. And then you think you're the one who's noticed us. It's us who noticed you first. Then we made you notice us.
Yeah.
Most times. But these days, women are more aggressive. They're not scared to just approach you and say that they want you.
Women?
Women.
I've done what now?
Women are more
aggressive nowadays.
Yeah, they're not scared to just be like, you know, I want you.
Yeah, true.
Like me, even the women who hit on me are very, very straightforward. Like, Bobby nakutaka. I want to eat you out.
But women do that nowadays.
Yeah.
Women do that nowadays and it's...
Unaona sisi hatunanga hizo magames za ujinga, sijui tukukatie, tukudanganye, tukuintroduce kwa family, alafu kuchore. Hatuna hiyo ujinga yote.
Si culture yenu. Si culture yenu.
Ama tu nyinyi wa easy.
But men are easier than women. Maboy. Maboy ni wa rahisi.
Yeah.
Wazani boy that to get for how long?
It's true.
Boys don't know what player to get.
Yeah.
You can't. Boy, utampenda, utamtoroka for.
What?
Utamtoroka for.
Beautiful.
Utamtoroka for like years, you know?
Yeah.
Unamkatia and dema na hepa, tunamkatia dema na hepa.
Yeah.
Then, from nowhere to dema na rudi to day moja tu hivi.
Yeah.
Yana kukatia once, ushaingia box.
Yeah.
Thank
you for coming on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having
me. Love and Orgasms show.
I've always wanted to join Love and Orgasms show.
There's another episode I want us to record.
Okay.
A more serious one where we talk about a lot of serious stuff.
Wow. Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you what. I'm just going to bombard you on the day.
God damn it. God damn it. Talk to my secretary. So when do I receive my funds?
So now, see, I have to publish and then we wait for the money.
No, this one, for this episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so. Hey, Junikoshbaya.
Thank you so much for coming on, Sobo. I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate the type of sibling that you are to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you understand what I mean.
I know.
Yeah, I really appreciate the relationship we have. Like, we're able to talk about anything and to just be open and just be friends. That's really, really, really important.
It's friends first then family, you know?
Yeah.
Family can also. Yeah, friends first. Friends first.
Yeah, so see you next
Thanks
time.
For having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
And can't wait to be here for more love and orgasms. I love your story, man. Ibu nipe mabeshe zako. Ala, ya suka nero. Ushakat.
Mabeshe.
Nipe mabeshe wako. Ah, serious. Najwa kule mafanzo wa rembo hapa hivi kibao. Umekat, sindo.
Unapenda mademo na kat.
Umekat, sindo.
Sijakat na sato.
Ah,
Yeah.